Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 2nd, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Heart failure with reduced ejection fraction in Sweden. Patient adherence and persistence to quadruple pharmacotherapy prescription. The Swedish Heart Failure Registry enabled a detailed assessment of patient adherence and persistence to quadruple pharmacotherapy for heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. This assessment confirmed the critical importance of patient adherence for the real-world uptake of these treatments. The study found specific associations between medication adherence and subsequent patient morbidity and mortality outcomes. Article number 2. Stroke and systemic embolism following atrial fibrillation ablation, the EMBOL AF Global Registry. The EMBOL minus AF Global Registry provided comprehensive data defining the incidence, outcomes, and procedural associations of stroke and systemic embolism following atrial fibrillation and left atrial flutter catheter ablation. This retrospective global registry captured detailed information from ablation centers worldwide, clarifying these previously poorly characterized complications. The registry's findings illuminate critical insights into these post-ablation complications. Article number 3. Immature neutrophils are elevated in human PGD and linked to G-CSF-driven injury in a murine model of lung ischemia reperfusion. This study found that immature neutrophils are elevated in human primary graft dysfunction. Researchers demonstrated a direct link between these immature neutrophils and granulocyte colony stimulating factor-driven injury in a murine model of lung ischemia reperfusion. These findings indicate that immature neutrophils increase following lung transplantation and contribute to primary graft dysfunction severity. Article number 4. Impact of HeartMate 3, left ventricular assist device infection on outcomes following heart transplant. This study found that infectious complications are common in patients implanted with HeartMate 3 left ventricular assist devices. The analysis specifically identified the impact of HeartMate 3 left ventricular assist device associated infection on outcomes following heart transplant. Researchers clarified crucial post-transplant outcomes by reviewing 115 patients with a HeartMate 3 device who underwent heart transplantation at Duke University Hospital. Article number 5. Improved 2-year heart transplant survival with moderate hypothermic donor heart preservation in the Guardian Heart Registry. Data from the GUARD1. AN Heart Registry demonstrated improved 2-year heart transplant survival when using moderate hypothermic donor heart preservation. The Paragonix SherpaPak cardiac transport system, a method of static preservation, showed superior outcomes compared to historic ice storage. This study represents the first report of a preservation method demonstrating improved post-transplant survival. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.